Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
When I get older, losing my head, many years from now, will you still be sending me a Valentine? Birthday greetings, bottle of wine. If I'd been out till 2:45, would you lock the door? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
Well, y'all, I was planning on starting this episode to talk about there's going to be a lot of children for Poodle, and he's not going to love that. But it's been superseded by Jake before we started told me, Poodle, what did you tell me before we started recording this show?
There are some workmen clearing out brush over in the building next to us.
And he's not being sexual and talking about his ass. They're actually clearing out brush.
No, that's brambles.
Thank you.
This is, and there's some queen who lives in the building next to me blaring the Spotify Broadway station. Not just the generic, like, Broadway loves Broadway or Queens on Broadway. And every song is like Popular from Wicked. And the next one is How Far I'll Go from Moana. And the next one is Satisfied from Hamilton.
And you know every word.
And I know every word. And the next one is Once Upon a December from Anastasia.
Oh, that's a
and
good
so
one.
So I have to listen to it, and then it'll be something awful. And then
Starlight just, Express.
No, nothing. Cats. Cat Memory from Cats would be on there. This is the basicest of the basic that's playing.
Oh.
And I think it is to torture these poor workers.
This is your worst night. Because I said, you know, if workmen were playing like music,
Tejano music.
You wouldn't know the word. It would just
This is awful because I have to listen to it and then I recognize it and go, why are they only playing this?
And
they
go,
really should play
that?
This.
What version of what production are they doing? Of what
no.
Cast
this
recording
is this? This is all the terrible original cast recordings. And I'm thinking, this song shouldn't be popular. This other song should be popular on this. Because they just play that awful Not My Father's Son from Kinky Boots. And it's like the most on-the-nose possible song that people get weepy about. Sorry if you like that song, by the way. It is, but it's like he literally says, I'm not my father's son when he's in full drag, when they're in full drag. And it's like,
got it.
Yeah. I feel like we could have done a metaphor that maybe wasn't as blunt as a spoon and wasn't like an anvil hitting me over the head.
This is Golden Bachelor.
This is Golden Bachelor. And what I've been dealing with this morning, besides a head cold,
God.
Thank you for the floral tributes.
So the They're stomach virus me? Is gone.
Virus one is kind of out of the way. I'm thinking about what I should eat now. I've been hungry for the first time since Tuesday.
Okay.
Virus two, the cold, the head cold, chest cold. It's passing. It's taking its time. I'm still congested, as you can hear, but I didn't cough up sputum.
Don't
as
need
much
to know that.
Today.
Don't need to know that.
Is there a grosser word than sputum for what you hawk up?
I don't think so.
No,
because I don't mind phlegm, but sputum has an onomatopoeia to it.
Sputum.
It's
awful.
Yeah.
But I feel much better today, and my energy is coming back, which is nice.
Which means get ready, Los Angeles. The night light's gonna be on.
the red light's coming back soon.
I'll just hear the buzz. I'll hear the buzz and
the
I'll
old
know.
Whore is back.
Oh, y'all, this is Golden Bachelor episode 6.
Pounds.
Also, this episode was a little bit delayed because of Poodle's viruses. So, but we're getting it out for you now. So I know we normally try to drop this on Friday or Saturday morning, but
you could wait a day.
It's fine.
What's more important to you, my health or getting your fucking bachelor finger bang fix? Don't answer that.
Well, it actually kind of saved me today because there was a craft fair going on in Oklahoma this morning.
Sounds like a nightmare.
And well, normally I kind of like them, but my mother was excited about it. We couldn't go. So, but I'm still going to take her
Can I get your vaginas waxed together?
Yes. Taking her to the, what's it called? Happyology. Taking her Happyology later. That's a
what the like fuck a, is that?
It's one of those stores where they sell candles and they sell word art and they sell like big these. There's this thing that's popular here. It's like these big wooden beaded necklaces with a heart on them, and they kind of look like the necklaces that the mom from the show Dinosaurs would wear.
Yeah.
Like that.
I want to burn a store like that to the ground.
Yeah, but they don't actually, they're not necklaces for you to wear. You drape them over a couch or a throw blanket, and somehow that looks homey. There's also all these stores usually always have.
I don't understand this at all.
I know. There's always a man section that's painted black because men. They've got their own way of thinking, their own way of being.
Man Cave Central.
We've got to have a man's journal.
Yeah, man style.
I went to one store.
Right now, it's Love You, Boem, by the way.
Oh, this is going to be torture for you.
The guy's doing the order. Seaweed salad. I wonder if I just throw my head into the desk. Would it get bloody before I became unconscious?
I don't know. Maybe there is this would make you.
I don't
want to
make a mess in my apartment.
In the coffee shop I went to today that I really enjoyed, a girl was wearing an Eras shirt, and we talked about Taylor Swift. It is really weird that the young kids, there's so many like gender fluid kind of queer kids working
in Oklahoma.
Yes, working at the Starbucks. They're all working in the coffee shops. I know it's great, but. Also at the coffee shop was this little blessings jar, and it says, "Give it to God, blessings jar." You just put your blessings in
what
there.
What a scam!
And God takes care of it.
Yeah, I bet he does. I clean that out every hour. Because someone would look at it and say, "Oh, there's no money in here for God's blessings." I need to drop another 50 cents in here because so my niece Crystal will get her thyroid fixed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Crystal's fucked.
I did hear that two of my friends' parents, they've got cancer, kidney failure. That's, you come into town, you always hear about a sickness going on. So I've been updating.
When did this turn into the Oklahoma minute?
Anyway, we're done with it. We all, because we're going to, we're not talking about my hometown. We're talking about everybody else's hometown.
I do want to mention Shrewsbury, New Jersey.
Yes. I also want to mention Selling Sunset Season 7 is now dropped on Netflix, and it's dropped on our Patreon at the $5 tier.
When you do that, you have to turn your teeth so horizontal. Can you do Selling Sunset Season 7?
Selling Sunset Season 7. No, Selling Sunset Season 7.
No, you don't. You just don't have to go horizontal. Can you just like relax your lips?
Selling Sunset Season 7.
That's the exact opposite of what I asked you to do.
Oh, okay. Selling Sunset Season 7.
I'm saying if, as a speech therapist, they would tell you you're working too hard.
Okay.
Whatever speech therapy you were given was absolute garbage.
I didn't listen. It was at North Texas. It was a very good school.
But whatever you were given, either you turned your back on it, or you never did it.
I'm a mar. I did it my way. Did it
well,
my way.
It ain't a working.
Okay, so y'all, it's Faith, Leslie, Teresa. We're gonna start out in Teresa, Shrewsbury, New Jersey, and
I don't know where that is. It seems like the nice part of Jersey.
Y'all, the house was very nice.
This is a nice part of Jersey.
For Leslie, they had to rent a place because I'll be honest, y'all. Leslie doesn't have money, y'all. She has made bad decisions in men, and she has given her money to so many guys on a bike that just took her for a ride.
I totally agree with you. This felt like a rental. It felt like this place. Like we went to Brick and Mortar. Because Leslie's in a studio apartment with a bathtub in the room.
Yes. Whereas Teresa's daughter, her and Matt, they've got it. This home looks beautiful. Looks like something from Home Alone.
Yeah, they're fine. And somehow Faith looked up. I don't know whose question. I don't want to get tinfoil hatty with this.
Oh, God.
We know that Teresa's husband is dead.
Yes.
Did we mention Faith's husband?
She probably mentioned in the beginning. I don't remember.
And
which is saying it's only 6 episodes in, but I don't remember.
And I can only imagine that Leslie has been in so many, has been in a relationship where she's been conned.
She's been married at least 2 times, if not 3.
I think this is definitely, she's at least twice. Is it possible that all these men are dead? And it's possible that we have 3 black widows on our hands.
Oh God. I'm sorry. I'm going to buy
them. I kind of respect them more for it.
I respect
a black widow.
Gary's a werewolf more than I would believe that.
Faith is a werewolf.
Well, but remember we said Gary and Faith maybe are both werewolves.
And that's why I think it's going to be Faith.
So do you
they share that? Sometime,
who do you think? Do you think it's going to be Faith?
Yes.
I think if we did a fuck, marry, kill of these 3 women, I definitely think it is Mary Faith. It is very clear, y'all. He wants to get it on with Leslie.
Yeah.
Because it's going
to
be freaking...
It's time to kill Teresa.
Teresa, he's going to push her right off that Ferris wheel.
I think there's no doubt in my mind that Teresa is not going to get a rose. I think he's had it with her.
At the end, we are left with... we're left with wondering if it's Teresa or Faith, which we'll talk about, but... Kielce gets it.
I want to point out one thing, and I don't know if it, and I've been thinking about it ever since I watched the episode, but it seems like Gary started out trying to be the person who every time someone's like, I'm falling in love with you, and he would go, that's so nice of you to say.
That makes me feel wonderful.
Y'all, that's a textbook poodle answer.
I don't know how I would feel if I told someone I love them and they said, that makes me feel wonderful.
It does make it feel like, I guess he's trying to be honest, But it is, if it was me, if I said that to someone, and I left that matzo ball out there, I'd grab their shirt and I'd say, you're not going to return my I love you, because then I rescind it.
You would. So would you ever say I love you first?
Hell no. That person loses.
Wow.
Hell no. Come on. I'm not a patsy.
Wow.
Not a sucker.
So
you say it until the other person makes you respond to it.
What do you respond when someone says I love you first?
What? First. Then, is it hot in here? And then when I can tell they've actually said it, thank you. That's lovely.
And then you pat their leg and say, let's go eat.
Then I'm gonna get a drink. Then I look for where the rat poison is in my cupboard. Hopefully I still have enough.
That's what you should put in your blessings jar.
Rat poison?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I tell you what, rat poison can be a woman's best friend.
You're too obsessed with poisoning. We gotta talk about this.
I love black widows. They're my favorite type of murderer.
We're moving on. We're talking about he meets Teresa.
Come at me if you'd love a black widow.
We meet Teresa's daughter, her husband, Matt.
Jim.
There's so many people here. There's like her sister, Charlotte, Mary, the grandkids. Matt is hot, by the way.
The boy, all the men in this episode, all the sons, they're hot.
Faith's sons?
Whoa. Oh, don't get me started.
Is one a little fancy like us? I couldn't tell.
It's hard for me to tell with men. They dress the straight men up to be gay. They all look like Cam and Mitch on Modern Family. They all put them in those shirt patterns, so it's hard to tell.
Yeah, that's true. It's true.
It's the way wardrobe people do straight men. Mm-hmm. They have to put them in something that's kind of snazzy. Because men, even if they're attracted, they kind of fade into the background on shows. So you got to put them in something.
Wow. So there's someone. So they talk about how they met each other. And even the daughter's like, this is brand new, but it seems like they're smitten. And so then we get Teresa talking to her sisters. And her sister Charlotte's like,
I love him so much.
I love him. Boy, I could see by your body language.
Such a fucking stalker.
Your body language is saying you want
body language.
You're liking.
I can see your legs. You're opening your legs around his shoulders.
And Teresa says something that we forget about because Teresa says, well, I'm competing with 60-year-olds.
That's right. Because Faith and Leslie are both in their 60s, and she's 70.
Leslie is young. Leslie, I think, is 60 or 61, and I think Faith is more like 65, 66.
Yeah. But they both do look younger than Teresa.
They do. And Teresa says, and the sister's like, that doesn't matter. So meanwhile, Gary is meeting her grandsons,
precocious kids. I do enjoy the truth that happens when the kids, first of all, you can tell I liked these three kids a lot better. If I may opine about the children, the grandchildren.
Great.
If I may come for the children on the show.
That's what we do.
Anything was better than the cold open with these two children, basically Jane and Michael Banks from Mary Poppins. Anything was better than these kids who had obviously been coached by their parents to say things. This was stupid. I hate children who've been coached.
Even though I spent a lot of time coaching children. You did. The little girl was cute, though. She looks actually just like Leslie.
I'm not saying the children weren't cute. I'm saying they were coached. And I think that's gross.
You didn't like it when she said, can you dance? And she got up and danced.
That, I think, was fine. I'm not entertained by children.
No, we know.
No. You know what I'm entertained by? The first, the other three kids who gave away knowledge they're not supposed to. Like when they said, yeah, she, Teresa comes over, Nana comes over a lot because she's very lonely. Y'all, this was only found out by when one of them said, hey, Mom, why does Nana come over here all the time? Honey, don't ask that. Your grandmother's very lonely. Oh, okay. She's very lonely.
That is exactly what happened.
And then they're like, you know, it would mean a lot to her for you to get married. And sure, you know, this was definitely something Teresa gave them, like some Werther's original, and told her to say. And then they're like, and then she does like what she does, duck lips and selfies, which is it's funny. And I would
They are kind of shady grandkids.
These were my favorite, not Jane and Michael Banks, who were obviously coached by some horrible child talent wrangler.
Gary enjoyed
not
them
their
too.
Parents.
So. Something that they just finally are starting to talk about this show, because Jen has a talk with Gary and she's basically saying, where are you going to, like, what's the reality of like this? Because you don't live together. Where are you going to live? And we haven't talked about this at all on The Bachelor, but now it's sitting in. And this is very different than two people who are in their 20s. It's not like Love is Blind where it's easier for people to move. These are people that, like
in
Jen
Love
said,
is Blind, they live in the same place. So that already fixes it.
But Jen even said, we see my mom a lot, and she probably wants to be around. I never thought about this, especially when you're in your 70s. Like, you're not going to want to move cross-country to be with someone normally.
You're not going to, yeah. And also, your
life's reset.
Your life is set. And it seems like Teresa's a fixture in this home because she's very lonely. And
don't
she comes
forget.
Over all the time. She's there mm-hmm. every fucking day.
Mm-hmm.
So that means I doubt unless she can just drop her family like a hot potato, when maybe she can.
Maybe.
I seriously doubt. And she has a connection to her family, but I feel like Teresa, of all of them, no, Leslie would do it too, would jump ship and go wherever Gary was. I could see that. And then she would just fly back a lot.
I could see that. Where is Gary from again?
Indiana. Ain't nobody wanting to go there.
And she's in New Jersey, so.
And I don't know.
It's all the north. I don't know how far it is.
Indiana's the fucking Midwest.
So what? It's like a day trip, though.
No, honey. It's like 8 hours drive.
Keep talking. I'm going to look it up.
I don't know what. He's definitely not from Indianapolis. But I think he's from, he owned some restaurants, and I think he's retired now. So he could go anywhere, I believe. That's what they don't seem to, they just kind of, this kind of male-centric view that they're just going to uproot and move to Indiana. But the thing is, his family is there.
Well, he's from Hudson, Indiana.
Yeah.
And she's from Shrewsbury, which is really looks like it's not Shrewsbury, New Jersey. It is a 10-hour drive.
I was going to say.
On the I-80 East.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love.
It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Song Finch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope. Keep going, queens!
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And that's a rough drive.
That,
you're going boy. Across Ohio and Pennsylvania, my friend.
You are.
Whoa.
I want to leave this open and we'll see for the other places where how long it would be.
That's a lot of Ohio driving.
It's a lot. You're going right through Akron and Cleveland, kiddos.
Stop off in Akron.
Sure,
it's lovely.
Now,
y'all, if you've never listened to us before, the Ohio hate comes strong.
From you, not me. From you.
Well, and whatever. That's part of the brand now, so you might as well accept it.
You got dicked down more than you ever did in Ohio, and it was your favorite place on our tour.
Well, two or three times. It was not my favorite place.
You said I love Cleveland.
I said Columbus.
I said I liked it. You said love.
I was drunk.
That is true.
Anyway, we're talking to the sisters.
Sisters.
And one thing I wanted to bring up, you waylaid me somehow when I was talking about this, mm-hmm. but One constant, he's like, I don't want to say I love you to another woman for the rest of my life. Well, we abandoned that, didn't we?
Just throw that.
Editors, I believe I would have taken that out.
Yeah.
Because I think he's been trying not to say it. But y'all, this is The Bachelor. You got to say it. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The final three, you got to say at least, I think I'm falling in love with you. You got to say at least that.
Everyone's always in love with two or three people on The Bachelor.
Yeah,
that's the point.
It's part of it.
It's part of it. That's
even if they're not, they've convinced themselves they are.
Your angst about you being in love with two different people is our pleasure. That is what we're building up to.
Exactly.
Lean into it, Gary.
One thing I want to talk about as well is I don't think the stakes are the same as when we're meeting children, adult children and grandchildren, as when we're meeting parents. Because the parents are saying, you got to take care of my daughter. This is still my daughter. Mm-hmm. This is my parental instinct here. But the adult children are kind of like, you better take care of her. But it's similar, but I don't think it has the same strength. That's what I was seeing.
I would argue and say, I think it has the same, but in a different way because of what we talked about earlier of meeting these people of these, a lot of times these parents and their adult children, again, having grandchildren, are kind of ingratiated into their, so it's when people are young, you kind of expect someone who's young to kind of go off when they get married and move somewhere else.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So it's very, but I think you made a great point. It is very different though. I get what you're saying. There doesn't feel this, they're kind of like, yeah, well, let's be
honest.
It's
their choice.
They're like, Leslie's going to do what Leslie's going to do.
We tried to tell our mom everything. When she ran off with the Herbalife peddler,
she's like, Chloe is like, I've done all I can. That's all I've done. But so I agree with that.
When she got into the essential oils business for a while.
Yes.
We tried.
Yes. Oh yeah. So Jen says, are you falling in my love?
Glad we got her out of Nexium.
It's true. And he says, I'm still trying to figure out. And so
you don't
Gary
know what
talks,
Nexium is, but that's fine.
Nexium. No, that was like
it was that cult.
Yeah. It was, Nexium. I thought Keith that was Raniere. A weight loss supplement.
No, that's Nivium. Sorry. It's like Nexium. Nexium is a drug, I think. Nixium. It's like
Nixium.
It's Keith Raniere.
I don't know who that is.
Why would you?
You talk about cult people like they're your friends. By the way, I talk about Oklahoma people.
Most of our listeners are the same. I hate to tell you.
I don't think so. I don't.
Our listeners are true crime freaks.
Maybe.
Y'all come at her and read her for filth and say that you're all cult freaks.
I don't care. Please, I don't care.
They're going to. Get him! Get him!
Oh, you're getting your ire back.
It never went away.
So, okay. So, one grandson's like, I think you should be our new papa. And everyone just goes, that's uncomfortable.
I love that. I love it when kids say that. It's those other kids that when they're like, me, and I like it when kids are inappropriate because that's children. That's children without any coaching at all.
That is children. So Jen tells her mom, way to go. You hit it out. The first guy you dated, he seems great. And so they go to Gary and Teresa go to like some fun park at Seaside Heights, which sounds like where mobsters go to kill people.
It does. There are dead bodies there.
Yeah, there's cement shoes. And Teresa's like, seeing you with all my family. I got to say, I was falling in love with you, but now I am in love with you.
Put a pin in that because all these motherfuckers say it.
When Gary says, that makes me feel so special. And then it feels like a kid. And then he says,
I should tell you, Teresa, I'm in love with you too.
And then that's when the cock crows once. And then at the end, when Gary realizes he's betrayed Tony the third time, he weeps and they turn in Jesus.
Exactly. Sure.
That's my version. And then he did cry at the end, and then he realizes it. And then the ghost of Tony comes back like in Hamlet. That's what I want to see. If ghost Tony appears to Gary in the final episode and tells him what lady to pick or to be celibate for the rest of his life, which is what ghost poodle would do.
We got to move on. Can we move on to Benton City, Washington, please?
Do we have to? I'm sure it's beautiful. It looks remote.
It is remote. It is 31-hour drive from Hudson, Indiana. So I think they're going to need to take the plane. But you can get there right on the I-94 and the I-90. So there you go.
In a car with no headlights.
But this is a big deal when you think about it, because part of me thinks he wants to pick Faith. However, this is literally on the other side of the country, and he has grandkids, and so it's like.
But y'all, she's a horse girl, and you're not taking the horse girl away from the horses.
No.
Especially near her horse that's buried there. And I like it that this wasn't even a point of argument where she's like, and my horse is buried here.
It's like, oh, yes.
And he went, oh,
I understand that.
And it's like a normal thing. She's like, yeah, you know, she's got roots here. Her family's here. Her horse is buried here. And I'm like, okay, I don't argue. Her horse is buried here.
The horse is buried here. Although I kind of feel like.
You know, horse people don't fuck around.
With
their horses.
My dad didn't want to move out of his house because Tila was buried there under that tree.
Just for clarification, that is his dog, right?
That was his Maltese, the first one, Tila. Cried over that dog for a year and a half. And he said, I just can't move. This is where Tila is. And I want to say, I can understand that. But then what are you living for if you're just staying in a place because your animal or a person is buried there?
I can't question anyone's... You feel differently about the way people are connected to the earth. And I know some people saying, I can't leave this area because people are buried here. And that's just how their connection works. I can't judge that.
I'm not judging it. I just think they need to work on it a little bit.
I think you are judging it because you feel differently, and that's okay.
Sure.
Y'all, I'm prompt Thomas. She is such a judgmental bitch. When someone else thinks differently, she cannot even find a daylight.
Where is my blessings jar? Okay, so
I would steal that money.
I would steal
that money every hour.
She already rides her horse to the grocery store. Faith
and the tavern.
So this is remote. This looks like it's a several-hour drive from Seattle Airport or Port. So it's not a quick place to get there. It's a whole day trip. So she says, but I want him to ride horse. It looks beautiful. And she said, I want him to ride horses because the way he feels about pickleball is the way I feel about horses. So they are going horse riding.
And the way I feel about pickles.
Which he means dick.
Yeah.
So,
dead Gary ass. Says,
I want to be around you all the time. Just that. So, because she said, she said, this is my life. He's like, I understand that, but I have to be around you, which is creepy. But the kid, Faith says, well, she brings up, my kids are here too. So,
and he says, she says, I feel such a pull to my sons, and they're here. And my horse is buried here. And the sons, Brendan and Nick, these are hot sons.
Hot.
And Leslie's sons are hot.
Yes.
And with her friend Joan and her sister Beth. And later on, the Faith and Beth are talking. And this actually made me tear up. Beth says, something is missing behind your eyes. You normally have a wall, but it looks like it's safety. and you, and I teared up because this is why I think it's, I think Faith has become, both Faith and Gary have become better people for knowing each other.
I feel like that.
And I think there's something in Faith and that Gary thinks can teach him something.
Yeah, I agree with
and
that.
And I think that's why I think that even that, that first impression Rose was there, and even though they didn't really see each other a lot, that's why I was kind of like, Faith, you don't have a chance. But later on, every time they were together, it was watching like a soul connection happen.
I agree. It makes me also wonder, you know, in doing this, Gary wants a new adventure.
Yeah.
And even doing The Bachelor. So maybe he wants a new adventure of living somewhere else.
On a horse.
I mean, that does sound from a retirement point of life. You move from Indiana where you worked and made your money and all that, and you go live in Indiana, and it feels like you're on vacation all the time.
You mean Washington?
Washington, yeah. Anything I don't think anyone ever feels like they're on vacation in Indiana.
Sorry, Indiana sissies.
I want to go to Indianapolis. I've never been. I'd love to go.
I've never been either, but
I got to say this. I know two gay guys from Indiana. Huge dicks. Huge.
What is that supposed to do for me? That's a sampling of two.
That's true. You usually have... Again, you can't even go to New Orleans without seeing someone you had sex with.
that was out of nowhere.
No, that was out of hoeware.
It was random, too. It was just like in a hotel.
Wow.
Maybe he was working there.
I'm telling y'all.
Not Poodle, at the hotel. He was working on somebody.
Poodle could travel to fucking Japan and see a guy he had sex with.
Well, yeah. Maybe like remote, maybe somewhere remote, like, I don't know.
Reykjavik, I think Australia.
Kuala New Lumpur. Zealand,
the Patagonia.
I do love that area.
So, okay. So there... He's talking about how she rode in with a motorcycle and all that kind of stuff. He said, and like, she talks to her sister. And Brendan and Nick, the boys, both say, here's with my mom. My mom falls hard and fast, so we worry about her getting hurt. And Brendan full out asks Gary, he says, are you in love? And Gary, he almost tries to pause and not answer the question. And you see him kind of say, fuck it. Yes, I am in love.
I think I am.
Then he talks to the sister, Beth, and she said, I'm protecting, very protective of her. Is her heart safe? But he says, Faith brings peace to me. And, but she does say, I love that you made her feel safe, but trusting anyone with her heart is a rare thing. But Beth is on board. And I liked it at one point. It's just like, it's like, so who else you're going to see? And he's like, I have one more. And they're like, I can cancel the next visit. This is it.
This is it.
I'm so glad people are saying shit like that because they're calling out this for what it is, which is agonizing.
It's agonizing for him. It's agonizing and entertaining for us.
For these other women.
But entertaining for us.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And that's when Gary looks at her and says, I love you. And she says it back. And they kiss right in front of him. And he said, when you looked at me in the eyes, I had to say the words.
Yeah, honey.
It was sweet.
You need to get better at that. You're almost there. You just need to say something like, I'm sorry. I need to go take a pill for heartburn.
I thought it was sweet. I got a little teary with them too. It was very sweet.
Speaking of, let's go to the home of Prince, Minneapolis.
All right, let me look it up. Hold on.
How far it is to Indiana? Y'all, it's time for Leslie.
Oh, this is the shortest. An 8-hour and 44-minute drive. It's very easy.
Still long.
You just take the I-90 west, and then you just take the I-94 west as well, and there you go.
God, I just hear you I hope this has become a regular feature of you just telling us how to get places.
Oh, I like to give people information, you know?
So she's telling Gary that she's like, you know, you're going to meet my brother, Stuart.
Stuart? Stuart. He's a mensch.
And she said, you should know that my dad dropped me off at school and I waited and waited and he didn't show up. And I thought she was going to say, my dad dropped me off at school and then went to go have another family. But it did make it almost better that dad died. It's preferable than he had went to go have another family.
Dad did die, and Stuart, the older one, picks her up and says, I'm your dad now.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Which I've heard before, but it's usually in a different context.
It's a different context.
yeah. He's a mensch on a bench.
A mensch on a bench. And she says, like, that's what she calls him, a mensch. And we meet Stuart, and her family, I got to say, out of all of them, her family kind of looks the most fun.
I agree.
And... like that daughter Chloe, we'd get drunk with her. That would happen.
It helps that they're in like a rental room of a coffee house.
I gotta say, she's the most attractive to me because I love Minneapolis, except for 4 months out of the year.
No, like no longer than that. What are you talking about?
Yeah, November, December, January, February, March. Oh, wait, it does snow in April, and sometimes it'll get in early May. So 6 months out of the year. Other than that, it's great.
It's also hot. Remember when we were in Minneapolis?
It's normally not. It's your fault. We went to Minneapolis and you caused a heat wave
for
your
2 days. It was over 100 degrees.
It fucked Minneapolis because I told him how the weather was going to be fantastic.
And you were a big liar.
He just bitched at me the entire time.
It was pretty.
It was very pretty.
I loved our venue there.
I did too.
Can't remember the name of it.
The Varsity Theater.
Yes. How in the world did you pull? Where'd you pull that out of?
It's by college. Ooh, next time I'll have to open up my Grindr when we're there.
Wow. Crimes of Grindr.
Crimes of Grindr. So anyway, so we meet her son Eli, Eli and Zach and her daughter Chloe. And you're right. All the kids are beautiful. Like
they're all hot. Especially the one with Zach with all tattooed sleeves on his arms. Ooh. So then Stuart takes Gary aside and is like, it's strange to talk to the guy who's dating my sister. Who's also dating with other women. It's a nice face you got there. Be ashamed if something happened to it.
It does
looks like
feel
you get a
like
nice
that.
Penis too.
Yeah, it does.
And a gold
feel like
penis. Be ashamed if something happened to it if you do something to my sister.
Oh, I'm very protective. Very protective.
Yeah. And he's like, I don't want to see her hurt again. You know what I'm talking about? I won't see her hurt again. Because people who hurt my sister, they get hurt themselves.
Sometimes
they don't wake up.
Not you, other people.
I liked his transition lenses too. He was rocking.
He looks like a fun guy. He did say, she's very out of the box and you're a different guy than what she's used to. And Gary says,
yeah.
Is that good? And Stuart immediately goes, oh yeah, that's good.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Because the other guys are.
Y'all, you line up the men that Leslie has dated and it is a rogues gallery.
Because Poodle knows.
Prince is probably the best of them. anyway, he said, do I have your blessing? Yes, I will give you my blessing. But you better not hurt her.
It Again. Would be good to have another mensch in the family.
And I see you still own 3 restaurants. Do you have insurance on those?
Do you have insurance? If any Buy of them burn down, would Leslie Buy get insurance? Compensation? I will say, I wrote in this situation with all this. You're right. Like, the stakes are different for them. However, as a viewer, I am way more nervous watching this than I am watching Bachelor or Bachelorette.
No, that's a really good point. I think that's a great point. I think I feel more for, because the stakes for these women are higher.
Yeah.
I honestly feel nothing towards Teresa because I don't like her. But even for Leslie, I'm worried, and I will be devastated for Faith. I would too.
I would too. We're normally chosen. You're young. You're gonna go fuck someone else. You're fine.
If Leslie's chosen over Faith, I will be quite upset.
Oh no,
Jerry. Gary, it's a nice, nice penis you got there. Yeah, same as something happened to it.
We're going to move on. Now, they are up late, up against a brick wall like two kids in high school, just making the fuck out.
Yo, he's really sexually attracted to her.
He is. He really wants to. Now, they're going to do, I'm assuming we've got 2 episodes left. Are they going to do overnight dates?
I don't think we got fantasy suites. Yeah. This season, but I guess because that was too scandalous. But I want to say, which I think is ageism.
I do too.
But I do. I wonder if Leslie didn't wear that metallic shimmer makeup, what would she look like?
Prettier.
Like, thank you. I just wish someone would give her. It's out of date.
She wore it in her twenties,
and it ages her in a way that.
This is true. Once you get especially, sometimes 50, but especially 60s, just depends on how well you take care of your skin. But once you get 60, you really got to get careful with shimmers. And mattes usually are more of your friends, but metallics, no. If you're over the age of 60, unless it's like a fun event or something like that, Urban Decay is not going to be your friend. I love Urban Decay. It's amazing makeup. It's great.
But y'all know that Leslie, like the other two, says, remember when I told you I was falling for you? Now I am in love with you. I have
Next
fallen.
I fall in
and
love.
I am in love with you.
I am Present in love tense. With you. And Gary says to Leslie, I love you.
I love you, Leslie.
I love you.
Stop.
You love me. We're going to have some butt sex. Yippee. Oh, boy.
I have a feeling they may be able to sue us for some kind of like defamation of. Yeah, that's really bad.
Hello, boys and girls. I'm going to have sex with your grandpa.
Rose ceremony. It's the dramatic thing of all 3 women putting on their last looks of makeup.
They all look good.
At the dressing table.
It really is. It's the last midnight. Really, totally.
It's.
I wish that would play on the Broadway channel you're listening to.
No, it's going to be the only thing they would ever play on that would be. What would they? No, you know what? Into the Woods is way too thinky for this channel. Let's see what it is now. It is. Oh, it's one of those horrible newly written songs from The Little Mermaid. Beyond my wildest dreams.
I don't know it.
Oh, God, I'm going to have to leave the house. I cannot deal with this.
So, yes, the first rose, the first rose goes to, the first rose goes to who, Poods?
Leslie.
And the second rose goes to?
Well, Gary has to pass a kidney stone. which that's what it basically looked like.
He sets the roll down. He walks out there. And he's like,
he doubles over.
He's like, I'm going to throw up. I wish he would actually throw up like Willem did on Drag Race. That was fantastic.
God. Gary, I need more commitment.
Well, I need more vomit, Gary.
Anyway, y'all, he needs a moment. But I need a moment.
Oh, God, you're so good at this Broadway.
Boy, if they played that, I would be singing it with that queen who's over there. Also, I didn't know there was it has to be a queen because, or a woman who wants to be a gay man. Because no one's over there on the apps. I would have already fucked him by now. I've lived here long enough.
No, he's a bottom probably. You sorted him out on a filter.
That's fair.
Because I know your search is looking for Dom Tops.
I'm not that. No, I can't even argue with you. I'm very specific about what I want.
Hey, I'm not looking for a bottom either.
There's like 10 people on my grid.
Yeah.
All of Los Angeles.
You're telling one guy, hey, can you put this mask over your face so it just feels different? But we can fuck again.
So y'all, is it going to be Treacer or Faith? It needs to be Faith. I can't watch.
It's kind of hard because kudos to the editing because the two women they really played up since the beginning that he was initially attracted to were Faith and Teresa.
Yeah. I just think it's been waning for old Treacer. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
Y'all, here's the deal. Gary's everybody talks about how wonderful he is and how great Gary is. He's still a man. He's going to pick the younger woman.
I totally agree.
Y'all, men are still fucking men.
And they're all gross. Can't live without them. And you can't murder them unless you find a way to get away with it.
So you just fuck them repeatedly.
Mm-hmm. And then divorce them.
That's the show.
This was off the rails.
It was that you were out of sorts because of that thing.
It's cold medicine.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. We're going to see you next week on episode 7 of The Golden. We got 2 more episodes to go. Next week is going to be
Women Tell All.
The Women Tell All interview with Jesse. Gary's going to show up and apologize for breaking some woman's heart. And it's going to be fantastic. And we're going to get to see Askin. We're going to get to see the ladies of Askin.
April will shoot ping pong balls out of her vagina.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be great.
Was it Glamour? I sent it
I think
to
it
you.
Was. You sent it to me. It was
every
great.
Every time I want to say Glamour, I want to say Glamour. I got no glamour, no mystique. From Punchy Players. It's got no glamour. It's got no mystique. It's Ann Miller when they did. Have you seen her? Oh, Heather, they are over at the deli. She's only wearing blue jeans. Got no glamour. Got no mystique.
Current references.
We need to collaborate with them. I think that YouTube page is dead, or that YouTube channel is dead.
I think it is.
But boy, they were so much fun. What were you saying before I went to talk to him? Oh, the Glamour magazine article. It was Susan and what's her name?
Kathy.
They did an interview and they talked about how they're fast friends and they're sisters forever, and they want to do a reality show about the four women of Askin. And I would totally watch that.
Sign me up. Sign me up.
And they were talking about how they were the Golden Girls.
No, but it really is like it's a reality show of the Golden Girls.
I need more of those four women in my life.
I do too.
I think it is women on for certain types of women like that on television are cruelly underrepresented, and I would love to see it.
It is. It is. Yeah.
Let them embarrass themselves. Give them a shot.
Yes, give them a shot. All right, everybody. I think that's it. That's it. That's all we got. That's the Golden Bachelor. All right.
Riveting.
We're gonna see you next week. Until then, we ask you to go to realitygaze.com, go to our social media, and then after you've done that, we will give you our what
poodle? We will ask you, will you accept our rosebuds?
It's never not gross.
It makes me feel bad.
Will you still need me? Will you still feed me?